from Taiwan now to mainland China and to the western region of Xinjiang, where there are currently more than a million Uyghur Muslims in detention camps. When you read the details about the mass incarceration program there and the Chinese security apparatus in Xinjiang, it all seems very unreal and very far away from our lives here in the U.S. But it is closer than you might think. From the Wall Street Journal, we learn how Western companies have ties to what looks like a system of forced labor in Xinjiang. Ryan Thum is on the line with me. He's an expert on Xinjiang at the University of Nottingham. Lay out the connection for us between global companies, including American companies, and the mass incarceration campaign in Xinjiang.
Well, there are different levels of connection, but the most common one, the one we have the most evidence for, is Western companies sourcing raw materials or basic manufacturers from other companies in Xinjiang, some of them state-owned, that use a very particular kind of labor. And that is members of ethnic minorities who are forced by the government into training programs that combine both job training and political indoctrination. And then when they're done with these training camps, then they are assigned to a factory. That is separate from the mass internment camps, which the Chinese government also tries to sell as job training. There are some connections there. For example, one company has a joint venture with another Chinese company that is controlled by an arm of the Chinese state that runs its own internment camps.
So basically you're saying companies like Adidas and The Gap and H&M and others are somewhere along the supply chain for materials originating in these labor camps.
That's right. There's a very good chance that if you have an H&M shirt, that some of the thread in there was spun by people who were part of these involuntary training systems and then assignment to work at a factory.
So from what you know, Ryan, is it fair to describe what's happening in these camps in Xinjiang as forced labor?
It's really impossible right now for members of these predominantly Muslim minority groups to say no to any government program. They know that they can be disappeared into one of these internment camps that hold a million or 2 million people at any moment with no criminal charge. So it's really not safe to say no, although some people do. There's one report of people that had escaped from the tomato paste jobs that they were assigned to. But essentially, it's an environment in which there's no way to give consent. And so I think it has to be considered a form of forced labor.
So how have Western companies that are part of the supply chain of materials that are produced at these camps, how are they responding to these allegations?
I think some of them are probably genuinely surprised, and others probably, you know, didn't put much effort into knowing what was going on in the first place. Adidas has really been a bright spot. They say that they ended the use of labor that was assigned by the state back in 2016. Which is quite impressive. That's really the moment when things were starting to get very bad in Xinjiang. Other companies have really just tried to make the issue go away. Volkswagen has ties to production in Xinjiang, and their CEO has rather implausibly expressed complete ignorance about even the existence of the internment camp system and assimilation program for Uyghurs.
I know some people have suggested a boycott of companies that are in the supply chain for some of the goods that come out of these forced labor camps in Xinjiang. But with more than a million people detained in some cases, and it doesn't seem like the supply chain is slowing down, what can a boycott actually do?
Anything that can challenge the way they're doing business there will make the oppression of the Uyghurs and other Turkic Muslims much more costly for the Chinese government.
Ryan Thum is an expert on Xinjiang in far western China. He's at the University of Nottingham. Ryan, thank you very much for your thoughts for explaining this to us.
Pleasure to talk to you.